Good evening, everyone. We're going to make a wee start just to our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 308. 308 on the page 301 of your hymn book. It's a great hymn of testimony. O happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. 308 on the page 301, standing as we sing.
Oh,
we'll just seek the Lord in prayer and commit our meeting tonight to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy holy and sacred presence and courts tonight through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank thee for his merit. We thank thee for that spotless robe of Christ's perfect righteousness that has been imputed to us as the people of God. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, that we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank thee for that fountain that Christ opened for sin and for all uncleanness when he suffered and bled and died and poured out his precious blood for lost, guilty sinners such as us. And Father, we thank thee tonight for the power of the blood of Christ, that it cleanseth us from all sin. And Father, we thank thee, O God, tonight that we have been redeemed as your people from the dark paths of sin. And Father, we thank thee that it is through the blood of Calvary's cross. And we rejoice, O God, tonight that we can sing of that happy day as your people, when our sins are washed away, when thou by thy Holy Spirit did teach us to watch and to pray. And Father, we thank thee tonight that we can say assuredly with the hymn writer that that great transaction is done. We thank thee that thou hast brought us into the banqueting house of God's eternal love. And Father, we thank thee that we have a great hope before us, a great prize. That hope of heaven, that hope of glory, when we as the people of God shall be with thee and with thee forevermore. And we rejoice, O God, tonight in salvation that's full, that's rich, that's free. We thank thee, O God, that thou didst shower us with thy love and thy kindness. We thank thee, O God, that thou didst not leave us to perish in our sin, but in love and mercy thou didst send thy Son to be our Savior. And Father, we thank that Christ has died, that he has risen again, that he is interceding for us, O God, at thy right hand. And Father, we thank thee that we have one tonight that we can come to and turn to in every time of need. For thou hast grace sufficient to help us in all our circumstances of life. Father, we thank thee for thy goodness and mercy to us throughout today already. We thank thee for every token of thy favor, for every temporal mercy, for health and strength, for freedom, liberty to gather in this fashion. We thank thee for thy preserving hand upon us and our going out and our coming in. And Lord, our prayer is that thou wilt just bless our coming together here tonight. We pray, Lord, for a gracious, conscious sense of the presence of the Lord with us and among us here tonight in thy house. Lord, it is thy presence that makes the feast. And Father, we pray that thou wilt bless us from this opening hymn to the last amen, that we might go away revived and quickened by the Spirit of the living God, knowing of a truth that it was good for us to be here. For here we met afresh with thee, our God and our Savior. Bless all who have been able to come tonight. Bless every head bowed before thee. Remember every household represented. Bless our homes and our families. Remember every particular need we ask. And Lord, do unite our family circles in the Lord. And grant that each and every one would be safely gathered in to the family and to the fold of God. We think of those that are unable to join with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. Do bless them, minister to their needs. Others who cannot come because of other works of necessity and mercy, Lord, bless them and minister to their needs also, we pray. And Father, for those who may be viewing online tonight, whoever they are, wherever they might be, Lord, bless them, minister to them. And Lord, as thou would see their need, and meet them, Lord, at the point of their need, we pray. Remember our brother Richard tonight, who has come to bring the report of the Youth Council. Lord, bless him. Fill him with thy Holy Spirit as he brings your word and brings that report. We do thank thee tonight for the work of our Youth Council across our various congregations and all that is involved there, we pray. And Father, we pray that thou wilt meet every need, and that even through this work, we pray, that our young people will be guided and directed in the paths of the Lord. Remember others tonight who mourn and grieve. Give comfort and strength, we pray. Remember other prayer meetings such as this tonight, wherever thy word is faithfully proclaimed, and gospel missions and ministry meetings on at this time. Bless every faithful ambassador for the Lord. Again, Lord, we return thee thanks for the parents' night last Lord's Day evening. We thank thee for the many people that thou didst bring in under the sound of your word, boys and girls and older folks, and for those especially who are in unsaved. Do speak on to their hearts by the still small voice of God. And Father, we pray that there'll be fruit from that word that they heard in the days that lie ahead, even unto salvation in these young lives and the lives of those that are growing up unsaved as well. Lord, bless the work of Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank thee for it, and keep your hand upon it for good even throughout the Christmas break. And even as the meetings would recommence again in the new year in the will of the Lord, bless Gillian and all who help in these works week by week. And Father, we pray that many children not only will hear thy word, but will be made wise, O God, unto salvation. Bless us now, we pray. Close us in, Lord, with yourself, and glorify the Savior and all that will be said and done amongst us this night. We pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. I'm going to turn again, please, in our hymn book to hymn number 511. 511. Throw out the lifeline across the dark wave. There is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother, oh, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline his peril to share? 511 on the page 382, sounding again as we sing. welcome everyone tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see you all have joined with us this evening. We pray the Lord will bless you tonight around the Word of God, and as we hear especially about the work of our Youth Council. Do please remember the meetings over the weekend. Pray for them and plan to join with us. Remember the open air on Friday morning, 11 a.m. in the square and up in the town. Pray for that, that God's blessing would be upon it, even as people would pass by. And if you're in the town on Friday morning, join with us just for that half hour or so from 11 to 11:30. Remember the youth as they travel up to Portadown on Friday evening. Pray for travelling mercies and a good night of fellowship for them together. And then the services on the Lord's Day, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m. morning worship service, 12 noon, the evening gospel meeting at 7. And God willing, we'll be along to bring God's word. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. Welcome again our good brother in Christ, Mr. Richard Edwards, from our own congregation here. And our brother is involved in the work of the Youth Council. He's a Youth Council representative for the west of the province and does a sterling work there among the young people. He's come tonight really to present the work and the needs of our Youth Council, not just here locally, but further afield as well. And we thank God for the Youth Council, and through it, many young people are reached with the gospel, and those that are saved are also guided and directed in the paths of the Lord. And we encourage you to pray for this work, and do pray that God would meet its every need, and that through it, young people not only will hear the gospel, but be guided and directed in the ways of the Lord. And the offering tonight goes towards helping the work of our Youth Council. Without further ado, we'll hand over now to our brother Richard. We pray the Lord will bless him this evening. Thank you.
To trip you up anyway. Well, it is good to be here. Thank you very much, Mr. Porter, for the invitation and the words of welcome also. I just want to bring this evening before you, as Mr. Porter has said, the work of the Youth Council and give you an overview of it. It's quite a while since the Youth Council did their rounds of deputation, and we've decided that once again we should start up the work, not only to bring in, of course, finances, which, as you'll see as we go along this evening, is an important part, but also to just keep God's people aware of what we're doing as a youth council, what we're doing amongst the young people of our denomination, and most of all, to encourage you to pray for God's work, and to pray for us as we seek to go on and serve the Lord and help our young people. Just a bit of background to Youth Council. I'm sure some of you are aware. It was formed many years ago, 1974. I certainly was not around in 1974, but it was formed way back then by Dr. Alan Kearns, and he had a burden really to help coordinate and combine the efforts of the young people of the Free Presbyterian Church and help our youth fellowships across our denomination. And it was formed to be a body of representatives from around our youth fellowships. And its main endeavour since that day and continues to be today, and if you go onto the Youth Council website, and this is the image you'll be greeted with, it is to extend Christ's kingdom and develop Christian character amongst our youth. A very important role, a role no doubt that is played by the local church, but as a youth council, we seek to try and bring young people together from across the province to fellowship and to hear God's word and to serve the Lord in whatever way is available. Who are we? Well, we're a body under presbytery, and as such, we have certain positions and roles. We have our president in the Reverend Paul Foster. And really, he's serving now, moving into shortly his second term, God willing, as our president. And remember him in prayer. He's really our representative in presbytery. He's the one who helps convene all the meetings, who travels to all the meetings, and who does be at many of the weekends and helps in an awful lot of ways. He's a lot of other things on, his own church and various other committees he sits on. So do keep him in prayer as he labours for the Lord in this way. And then we have the committee, who are really made up of 10 people, 10 areas. And then there's 11 up there because we have Johnny Smith, who helps us as a youth worker. Of course, Johnny does a bit of work under the mission board and a bit of work under the Youth Council also. And we've some, just on that, we've some Mission for Youth leaflets tonight here, produced by Johnny, talking about what he does in schools and how he can cater to different school needs as he goes around. So keep Johnny Smith in prayer, keep the 10 area reps in prayer also, and probably just draw your attention to a few with the Secretary Paul Smith, the Treasurer Andrew Dunn, and a matter for prayer would be our Missionary Secretary. Recently there we had committee elections and our secretary stood down as an area rep, so pray that the Lord would put someone in that position that would they would have the person for that role to help organising all the mission trips, all the weekends really goes through the missionary secretary. And then we have other areas. We have of course the West here where I am, and that really takes down from Castledurg down as far as Convoy and across to Clocker Valley. So we've taken a bit of the West here, and it is a privilege to serve the Lord in that capacity. There's five new committee members just that I would ask you to keep in prayer as well. There's Mark Linden, Esther McKee, Charlotte McLeod, Neil Oliver and Matthew Thompson. And those names, there's a little prayer card and they're on them, so you can keep them before the Lord as they take up this work in their respective areas to serve the Lord amongst the young people. Then we have the delegates, and the delegates really are, I suppose, the most important part of the Youth Council. It's the biggest part of the body, and they are really the most important. It's made up of two representatives from each youth fellowship. Here we have Andrew Maxwell and myself go along to those meetings, and we have two reps from most of our churches in the West. And really the delegates make the decisions. They make the calls on certain things, and they make the plans and help us to organise. And there's about five meetings of delegates in a year. I pray that the Lord would help each delegate as they take on that responsibility. It is a commitment outside of the norm, and they seek to serve the Lord and to work through in those. Give us wisdom as well. Pray that the Lord would give us wisdom to know what to do, what to plan, to know what the young people will enjoy, but also to see where the Lord would have us to serve him. There's also various sub-teams that help out. And they're really made up out of delegates. We have a social media team, important, I suppose, in these days, so they would tell us. So they put together all our graphics to go out on Facebook and Instagram. We have promotional items that are put together by another team. And then, very importantly, there's a third team that help with day outreach opportunities, and they plan those throughout the year. And we'll talk about them a little bit later on. Every year, the Youth Council take on a missionary project. We seek to sort of help and support a missionary or a missionary cause. And for the last number of years, we've been supporting Chris Killen. And you'll know, of course, Chris is our missionary to the addicted locally here in the Republic of Ireland. And he does a lot of work and a sterling work for the Lord. He has been blessed and known great blessing. Do pray for Chris, pray for him as he labours on. And you'll have seen perhaps some of the publications from our work with Chris in those little booklets that were published a wee while ago. The first one has been published, the last two are still to come, teaching the truth about drugs. And then there's still two to come, teaching the truth about the internet, about being online, and teaching the truth about alcohol. And it's Chris's prayer and desire to have those finished really in the next number of months, and that they can be published and distributed. So pray for him, pray for him as he writes those booklets, and pray that the Lord would bless those as well as they go out. He's given us many encouragements already from the first book about drugs that has gone out. That was really, there were enough printed to give one to every young person in our denomination. And then there was also an amount given to Chris Killen to take as he goes into his work, and as he gives literature out, there was these booklets given that he could hand to the addicts that he meets. And he has made contacts already out of the books that have been distributed through our congregations and then have been passed on further afield. People have come and have been in touch with him, and we thank the Lord for that, and we pray that he would continue to move on through these booklets and this endeavour. Of course, this is an area that needs a lot of financial support to print the booklets and to distribute them, but much prayer is needed as well as it goes out and goes forth. As I was preparing this, I was thinking there's not really that many months in the year that we don't do something as a youth council. There's something you could be at every month, and there's probably something almost every other week you could be at in the youth setting of our denomination as a whole. But it is good to have these various opportunities, and I just really want to run through them, I suppose, in the normal year of a pattern in the normal pattern of the year. There's certain events that run throughout the year. We have our bi-monthly Bible study up in the Martyrs. And there, young people on the last Saturday of every other month really gather together up to the Martyrs. And there's an evening of Bible study. And it's sort of a conversational style. It's not so much, I suppose, your traditional Bible study, but it's a time for us to come together, not only to fellowship, but to ask questions and to have them answered around certain topics. We've covered a few important ones over the last sort of year and a bit there. We have, you'll see in the screen, the LGBTQ plus culture. We've relationships, baptism, and then most recently, just at the end of November there, we covered the topic of abortion. So pray as men would come along and prepare messages to bring, and that the Lord would give them help and ability to present them to the young people. As we mentioned earlier on, we have those day outreach opportunities. Here's a picture from John Knox that took place a wee while ago, and then we've also recently had one at Windsor Park handing out at one of the football matches there. And these are various opportunities, just a day throughout the year, usually a Saturday, where people will come along and they will give of their time to give out gospel literature, to have an open air in a particular area, and to labour for the Lord in that way. Pray that the Lord would put it in the hearts of young people to come along, that he would put it in the hearts to go and to spread the gospel and to take up these opportunities as they are given. And then the last thing that we sort of would do throughout the entirety of the year, and it's really a new endeavour for the Youth Council, it is a sort of an encouragement trip over to the mainland and to some of the churches in the mainland. And we're starting, God willing, going over to Gardenstown in January. And the application forms, the information is out there, and the young people are starting to sign up to go over. And it's really just to go for a weekend. If someone isn't maybe working from Saturday and Sunday, to take a flight out on a Friday, to come back on a Monday morning, and to encourage the people in those churches, particularly smaller churches and particularly areas where it's perhaps hard, harder, or we view it as being harder just because maybe they've less people. But just to take that time out to go and encourage them and to go around maybe with some distribution of tracts and leaflets and see how those go. So pray for them as their new opportunity, as this will be the first one coming up in January, as I've mentioned. Pray that the Lord would supply people to go and would also bless the times as they go over. Then really, if we start our normal year, we start in September. I suppose we follow that sort of academic year pattern, starting in September and ending in the summer. And we start off with our national rally. And just in the year that's gone by, September there, we went to Hillsborough, and there was over 500 young people gathered together. We really filled the church there in Hillsborough, and you know it's quite a substantial church, and we were able to fill that, and the young people were there, and it was tremendous to hear the praising and the singing of praises unto the Lord. And the Reverend Leckie brought a message from God's Word. There were reports and information given out about future events, and it's a good time to come together to start the year, and most of all to have that fellowship and that time around God's precious word to encourage and build up the young people. Then in our own area here, and in all 10 areas across our province, we really have two evenings of prayer every year. We have one in October. We had one just there in October past down in Kilskerry, and there'll be one coming up then in February again. And these are just times for God's people to gather together, for the young people to pray. And often it is maybe the first time that a young person has prayed amongst a group of people. And I know many of our youth leaders here in the area will comment on how they heard someone pray, maybe for the first time amongst in public. And it's a blessing, it's an encouragement not only to our youth leaders but to our young people as well, as they gather along and hear God's word and have that opportunity to seek the throne of God. Then we have an alternate every other year. We would seek to host a missionary focus day. It used to be really a weekend as well, and that's really interchangeable depending on venues and availability. But this year it was a day just back in November there. And that was an opportunity for some missionaries who are currently serving out in the mission field, some retired missionaries. And there's also a video link set up as well to a missionary in a foreign field. And it was a good opportunity to just hear of God's work, hear of missionary work further afield, and hopefully give some young people that vision to go forth with the gospel, go forth locally and further afield as well. So pray for those days as they're organized and as young people come along then. We don't just cater all the time for the young people, and we provide something for our youth leaders as well. And really, every other year we seek to have a day where our youth leaders can come along, can fellowship together and hear topics that are relevant to them. And this year, one particular topic that was covered was how to start a youth fellowship. And there was at least three or four youth leaders there from churches that don't have sort of established youth fellowships. And after that day, they were encouraged and sought to go home and set up a youth fellowship in their own church. So pray for those endeavours. Pray for our youth leaders across our denomination. We often think of the works of the Youth Council, the things maybe we do on that national scale, but do remember each individual youth fellowship as well. That the Lord would bless them, that the Lord would help them. Then, if we skip a month or two, there's various things happen between that. There's Bible studies and there's evenings of prayer, but we'll skip through to March, and we come really to then a regional rally, where we seek to bring maybe on a slightly smaller scale than the national rally, we seek to bring one or two areas together and meet to praise the Lord, to have fellowship one with another. And this year we're doing that down in Clocker Valley for the West and the Southwest. And we trust and pray that the Lord will come and meet with us and bless us on that particular night. Then we seek to train up our young people as well. We have opportunities for them to come and to come to evangelism training weekends. We run one every March, and we're planning that at the moment. I pray that the Lord would give topics, that he would give wisdom in what to speak on. I know Colin was at the last one, and I'm sure he would agree with me that it was a good time, and we did enjoy his lecture or seminar. We didn't all fall asleep, don't worry, Colin. And it was good to share in fellowship over that weekend. And it's a number of days down. It's usually held in the Faith Mission Centre, depending on availability. And last year, there were 16 young people that came along in March just gone by to fellowship and to hear of this, the evangelism training. And really, it's more practical. It's seeking to help them. It has that eye, that view to then going on the summer outreaches that we'll speak about in a few moments' time. It's really speaking of how to deal with the doors, how to go around the doors, how to speak to children, to young people, how to present the gospel clearly and plainly. And that's what we seek to do, of course, as we go forth. Then we have some relaxation built in as well. We have probably the infamous, in many ways, Castlewellan weekend. Sorry, I think I'm a slide behind. We have the infamous Castlewellan weekend, and it is a tremendous time for the young people to come together. We have it already organised for this incoming year. We'll be going down to Castlewellan on the 28th of April through to the 1st of May, and we look forward to that. It will be a good weekend. Last year we had, May just gone by, we had over 100 young people down there. I think there was about 120 or so gathered together. And there was a good time of fellowship one with another. And the theme for the weekend was really beholding Christ. And a tremendous number of messages brought with some very challenging points in them. And it was great. I think there's not a young person that ever goes to Castlewellan that doesn't leave in some way burdened or challenged or blessed. And it is a tremendous time to be together with God's people. See Gillian smiling there. She has spent late nights at Castlewellan in the past as a leader. And she, I'm sure, could agree that the Lord does come down. He blesses in a very special way at Castlewellan. And it is an encouragement. It is a blessing to all the young people gathered. So we come together for that. Of course, there's some evenings of fun as well. We had a bit of a challenge, and we had some days as well where you're involved in various matters, jumping around and building different things. And it's good fun, though. We do always enjoy it. And it is catered to that slightly older age group as well, which I think is useful for God's people to come together. So that's another event that we run, perhaps the pinnacle for some young people in their years. It is a tremendous time together. Then we come into the summer, really. The year doesn't belong flying by. And we have the summer camp, the Youth Council summer camp, really, that runs in August. And it's for people aged 12 to 18. A tremendous time down in Greenhill YMCA Centre, down by Newcastle. And it's a good time where they fellowship together and they partake in various activities, from kayaking and abseiling and dangerous things, I'm sure, but they always seem to come off unscathed and have a good week together, a time of fellowship. And once again, a time where the Lord comes down and deals very powerfully with some young people during the course of that week. Pray as well for the leaders of the Castle Wellin weekend and the summer camp. They're really starting to plan and get ready for the next year that comes in. Pray that the Lord would give them help, wisdom on topics to cover, and that he would speak as well as those weeks and events go on. And then we really move on to our summer outreach program, and we seek to have three forms of outreach over the summer period. We have one at home, one in the mainland, and one abroad. And of course, they were for a little while hindered there for a couple of years with COVID. But thankfully, this year, we've been able to get them up and running again. In the year that's gone by, in the summer just past, we had our home and our mainland mission trips again. At home here, we went down to Convoy, and there was a various number of events took place. We primarily had children's meetings in the mornings, and we went down to it was a little playgroup school, and the children were told to meet there. And the first day we went down, the Reverend Crane said on the way down on the bus, because he hadn't had any meetings in that particular playgroup for a while, he was worried that there would be no one there, because he'd sort of lost a group of people. They'd all moved on, they'd all got too old, and he was concerned that as we went down there would be absolutely no one turn up. But whenever we went, I think we had 27 on that first day, and then we had really anywhere between 25 and 30 as the week went on. And the Lord did bless and did help in many ways, took part in those children's meetings in the morning, and then really by afternoon we went around the local towns with the open air and with some loudspeaker equipment, and had a time of open air, and then went around with tracts and put them through the letterboxes in the towns around Convoy. And we had a good time together, good fellowship. It was good to spend a week with some young people, and the Lord did bless us and did help us as we went through that. And then we come to the mainland outreach, and this year that was over to Tavistock, over in England. And again, it was a similar format. They had children's meetings in the mornings and the afternoons, and then at night they had a three-day gospel mission. And during the course of that mission, which was really in a local village nearby to Tavistock, there was a lady saved, and there was that lady had a young child as well, who came along faithfully to the meetings, and whom the Lord really drew near and blessed. And we praise the Lord for all that he's done on the outreach trips in the past, and we look to him to help for those that are planned for next year. I should say that, God willing, the home mission trip will be to Malvern, to help them to really primarily to focus on youth work and a youth fellowship in Malvern, and to help them there. And then over to London for the mainland outreach next summer, God willing, to help the Reverend Philip Knowles and his labours over there. So pray for those two sets of outreaches as they're organised, and as young people would sign up to go and to fellowship and to labour for the Lord in those areas. They did seem to have a good bit of fun when they were over in Tavistock. Then, this year, we thank the Lord that we've been able to organise again our foreign outreach, one where we go abroad, and God willing, we'll be going to Kenya in the summer, and at the start of August, the 10th to the 26th of August, and we'll be going over there primarily to visit the Glory Bible Church congregations in Kenya and to help out in 3 Bible clubs in the Katali region and then 2 Bible clubs in the Kakamega region. And there'll be some other things planned. I think there's a planned trip to the equator and to some of the national parks nearby. So pray as those plans would be put in place. We're really doing this alongside with the mission board, and they're helping financially and helping us to go out and plan. We're doing it alongside them to make sure that we're trying to have the most impact as we go out and help the Lord's servants out there. So pray as we go to Kenya that the Lord would bless, and pray that young people would sign up. It will be quite an expensive trip to go, but pray that the Lord will give help to young people and that even he would bless them, those that do sign up to go, and that he would help them as they go. And then really the final thing, the conclusion of our year, it was something that we had never done, we hadn't done in recent years, but we got it up and going again at the end of August, and we had a summer barbecue, and it was a fantastic night. We were able to come along up. There was about 100-150 young people up on the White Rocks beach at Port Rush, and the Lord blessed us greatly. We had a tremendous evening, and one of the young people had a drone with them, and they were able to take fantastic footage, and it was just tremendous time together. The Reverend Baxter was along, and Mrs. Baxter, to do their barbecuing, and we all survived it, and we were all enjoyed and full to the brim. I think we were a bit worried at one point whether we would have enough burgers to go around, but I don't know, Mr. Baxter must have a burger making machine or something, and they just kept on going, and we had plenty of burgers for everyone, and we were able to raise over £900 for the orphanages that the Reverend Baxter supports, and we thank the Lord for that and for his blessing in the weather. And then after the barbecue, there were some games, some tug of war, and there was a short time of praise and an open air around a campfire at the end. And there were members of the public around speaking to the Reverend Baxter as he was barbecuing, and he enjoyed that, and he was able to speak with many of them and even speak of the gospel with a number. And there were people as well gathered on the beach as the open air and the time of praise was held. So the Lord's word went forth even as we were having that time of fellowship together, and the Lord, we pray that he will bless it and cause it to prosper. Just really as you leave this evening, there are a number of little cards, prayer cards out there, and feel free to take them and to just help you to remember some of the things we've covered tonight. I appreciate that's an awful lot, and whenever I was sort of putting together some of these slides, I was thinking to myself, do we really do all this in a year? But of course we don't go in our own strength, and there are many who help, but most of all we look to the Lord for his help, and we look to him in every avenue and in every part. Keep the events that we do hold before the Lord in prayer. I've no doubt you hear them here on the Lord's Day. The Reverend Porter's very good at announcing the Youth Council events as they're coming up. And as you hear those announcements, do pray on. Pray that the Lord would bless. Pray that the Lord would meet with his people and with the young people particularly at these events. So do take those cards with you. There's also a QR code to the website of the Youth Council if you want. And if you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you can do that as well. I'll make that plug. You can certainly do that. But thank you very much for the opportunity to bring that short report before you tonight, and to bring the work of the Youth Council before you. We're just going to turn for a moment or two very briefly to God's Word, please. And we're turning to the book of Joshua chapter 13. There's just one verse, really, wish to bring before your attention tonight. With these things in mind, and with the need of our meeting this evening as we find ourselves, Joshua chapter 13, and just the verse number 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Amen. We'll just bow briefly in prayer and ask for the Lord's help. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy blessings to us. We thank thee for the labours of the Youth Council, for all who have helped, and for those delegates who have come along faithfully this year and in past years, for each committee person who has served over the years, for every president who has served, and for everyone who has supported in prayer and practically. We thank thee for each one. And we pray that thou wouldst continue to bless the work of God. Cause it to prosper, we ask. And we pray now, as we come to just consider a few verses or a few thoughts from thy precious word, we ask that thou wouldst give help from on high. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit, we pray. Empty me of self and of sin. And give me help and power to proclaim thy word tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Here we have Joshua, stricken, old and stricken in years. In the previous chapters, we have recorded some of the great conquests of Joshua. If you turn back just a few pages to Joshua chapter 10, you have the tremendous account of when the sun and the moon stood still. If you read Joshua 10 verse 12, really at the end of the verse, or the halfway down, and he said, in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thy moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. And we come then through, even in the previous chapter, the chapter 12, to our text, we have recorded for us 31 kings whom Joshua slew. And they're all listed, really, from the verse number 7 through to the end of the chapter. And even if you just look at the amount of names and the amount of space that takes up in your Bible, you can be surely you see the great conquest of Joshua, the great blessings of God upon him, the great power that God had given to him in the past. And then we see, as we come to our chapter, to our text in the chapter 13 in the verse 1, we see how Joshua, with all this behind him, he gets older. And the Lord reminds Joshua of a very important fact, that there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Now Joshua still had much to do for the Lord. His life, it was not over, but he was certainly feeling the heat and the strain of the day. His age was becoming apparent. It was a reminder to him, no doubt, of the brevity of life. One commentator would suggest that he was about 100 years old at this point, and he lived to 110. But there was still work for the Lord to do, and Joshua, as he lived out the latter years of his life, he would help to divide out the land of Canaan amongst the tribes of Israel. And here we have a particular reminder to Joshua that God's work was not done. God's work was not finished. And it may seem like a strange text to bring to this evening whenever we've considered the work of the youth council, and yet within about the fourth word of our verse, it says the word old. But yet there's much to glean, there's much to learn. And we see that God has different works for his people. Joshua here, he was at an age where he could not very well get up and go out to war. He was to cease that work. He was to start a new labor. He was to start a different work for the Lord. He was to start that work of dividing up the land of Canaan through the tribes of Israel. And he was to give the work of war. He was to give the work of getting and possessing those lands to others. But we also are drawn to the fact that there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. And that's what we want to think of tonight, just very briefly, before we come down to prayer. The ground to be taken. Notice with me, firstly, that there was much to be taken. It was not an understatement at all that there was much land to be taken. If you look from the verse 2 down to the end of the verse 6, we're recorded all the parts of the land that were taken. If you just read the verse number 2 there, it says, this is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and all Gerishu. And then if you go down to verse 4, you read, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites. There was certainly an awful lot of land yet to be possessed. There was much area, there was a vast area of land yet to be taken, yet to be brought and won. Commentators would suggest that there was even more land still to be taken than had already been taken. That there was a great work to do. There was a continuation on of this work. And isn't it very true that as we look upon the work of God, as we work upon our labours today, there's much still to do for the Saviour. We think of all the years that the gospel has been faithfully preached throughout the world, has been faithfully preached in the United Kingdom, has been faithfully preached in this island. Think of all the preachers and those who have been greatly blessed of God, the thousands of souls that have come to Christ. Yet the cry is still very true that there is very much land to be possessed. It's very true as we looked on, and sometimes we can be like Joshua. We can feel the heat of the day. We can feel the age of our flesh. But the work of God goes on. We've mentioned tonight the mission board. We've mentioned the youth council, how we seek to help the mission board, how we seek to go forth with the gospel in local areas, in national areas, further afield. And we want to see Christ's kingdom advanced. We want to see souls saved. I believe that's the prayer of every child of God, how it ought to be our daily and constant prayer that God would save precious souls. How our young people need to take opportunities to serve him. How they need to grasp those opportunities and serve them while they can. And how we need to be all prayer warriors, asking for God's blessing and help as we go forth. The hymn writer penned it well, and they said, "Go labor on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went, should not the servant tread it still." Another verse in that hymn says, "Go labor on while yet it is day. The world's dark night is hasting on. Speed, speed thy work, cast sloth away. It is not thus that souls are won." We must labor for the Lord. We must see that much land is to be taken, that there is much land that yet is to be possessed, and how we should be encouraged, how we should be encouraged to go on and labor for the Lord. But we notice also, secondly, here that there was help needed. Back when Joshua commenced his time, commenced his leadership of the people of Israel, he was given a promise and a charge by God. If you turn back to Joshua chapter 1, you really read this charge from the verse 5 down to the verse 9. And it's a tremendous charge, a tremendous promise in so many places for God's people. And if we read just the verse 6 and the first few words of it, it says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." And this was going to happen. Joshua was going to help with the division of land. But what was the promise? Be strong and of a good courage. And we'll see in a moment how that comes up again and again in Joshua's life. If you look at the verse number 8 with me, there's a tremendous challenge to God's people here. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Joshua was reminded of the importance of God's word. He was reminded of the importance to meditate upon the law of God. I'm sure we've mentioned it before, that idea of meditation, it's not just a brief thought. It is truly meditating continuously, day and night, thinking upon the word of God in every situation, in every part of our day. But it also involves a prayerful consideration, a constantly praying about God's word. As we've read God's word, let us read it prayerfully. And as we think upon what we've read, whether that's at the start of our day when we commence our day with God's word, may we prayfully think on it, meditate on it as we go about our business for the day ahead. I believe that this challenge was put to Joshua. And I think if you look through his life, if you look at the way that he was blessed by God in so many occasions, all of his conquests, all of his victories. Yes, the best of men are only men at best, but when you really observe his life as a whole, you see And I believe he followed this command. He sought and he meditated on God's word. He thought about it. What did the old preacher say once? A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. And aren't we reminded of that here? And Joshua realized that the help of God was needed. He realized it on many occasions. It's interesting that as he went through his life, he was reminded of it. Reminded of it by God. We see here surely one that walked closely with the Lord. For if you turn over to Joshua chapter 8 and the verse 1, we have the Lord speaking to Joshua here. And he says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed." Not very similar to the promise that he gave him whenever he started out his labor for God, his leading of the Israelites. Over there, then a few pages in chapter 10, the verse number 8 again, the Lord comes and he speaks to Joshua again, and the Lord said unto Joshua, "Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee." Joshua, he went through with God. He took God's promises, he claimed them. And isn't that what we're to do in prayer? To take God's promises, to claim them before him. God has given us his word. He has given us the privilege that we can read it, that we can take his promises. And let us ever do that before him. But notice Joshua was also able to encourage those around him. He realized that there was help needed. Help was given on these various occasions, but there were people around Joshua who needed that encouragement as well. Staying in the chapter 10 there, and looking at the verse 25. It says, "And Joshua said unto them," and that's really the captains of the armies of Israel. He says unto them, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of a good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight." Joshua here in fellowshipping with the captains of his army was able to encourage them. We thought this evening about the youth council. We've thought about how we seek to bring young people together. We seek to bring them together, yes, under and around God's word. But we also seek to bring those times and facilitate those times of fellowship. Doesn't the Proverbs tell us in Proverbs 27:17, "Iron sharpeneth iron, and so man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." A verse very familiar to us. A verse with great truth. And here, Joshua, he was able to encourage those, yes, who were under him, but he was able to encourage them on in the things of God. And dear child of God, as we go through our lives, as we live and as we meet with God's people, let us encourage one another. Let us encourage one another in the work of God. Encourage one another when those times come where we fear, and have that word to say, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage." For at the end of the day, we have, as we're going to come and think about now in our third and final thought, we have a certain victory. See here the words of our text in Joshua 13, verse 1. "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." The land was yet to be possessed, yes, but the land would be possessed. We have the Lord speaking here. The Lord gives this promise. Of course, there's much to say. We could say much about the name of the Lord. We could say about it being in capital names here and how we have that reminding, or in capital letters, how that reminds us of the covenant-keeping God. And God does keep his promises. But as he reminds Joshua here that there was much land to be taken, there was much land to be possessed, that land was going to be possessed. Look down in the verse 6, chapter 13, and about halfway down it. We'll read the whole verse. "And the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Misrophtramim, and all the Sidonites, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance as I have commanded thee." But what does it say there? But halfway down, "them will I drive out from before the children of Israel." See We must remember that the Lord is the Almighty, all-powerful One, the One who is in control of all things, the One who, from before the foundation of the world, chose His people to Himself, the One who is in charge, the One who providentially leads us and guides us in our daily lives. And He's the One who can gain certain victory. Oh, as the Lord said to Joshua, there was yet very much land to be possessed. It was as good as the land was already possessed. Because the Lord's promises are sure. If we think of the New Testament church over in the book of Acts, in Acts 2, we read of them there continuing daily with one accord, meeting together, praying together. Acts 2, 46 and 47, we says, in the breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. The verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. When we go through with God, when we continue daily with that one accord, and remember that carries the thought of praying together, praying in unity. When we continue with one accord for the work of God, we surely shall be blessed. Is that not the promise that God gave Joshua in chapter 1, verse 8, as we read earlier? That promise still stands today, still as sure as the day it was written in the Bible. Oh, there are some people who will say the Old Testament isn't as relevant today as it was back when it was written. Well, the Old Testament is just as relevant today. The Old Testament and the New Testament, they're just equally as profitable to God's people. They should be equally read. They have equal encouragement to us. And surely the promise still stands. Let us uphold the work of God. Let us daily seek to bring it before God, for we know that we shall go forth. That land will be possessed. Oh, it may take a long time. It may look hard. We may not see it. We may be old, as Joshua was old. We may not even have that frontline opportunity to take it, to possess it. But we know that the Lord, in His sovereign will and power, will bring to pass what He has ordained. And what a blessing that is to God's people. Thank you very much for the opportunity. We trust that God has blessed you and encouraged you tonight. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Special thank you to our brother Richard tonight for coming and bringing God's word, the blessing and the encouragement of that message and the report and the update of the work of the Youth Council. And you see there that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things involved. And we thank God for all those who give of their time month by month to help with our youth. So pray much for these different ventures, the outreach, all the other things that are involved, that through it, ultimately, that young people would be saved. And those who are saved would be guided and channeled in the ways of the Lord. So do remember that and take the wee prayer cards as well as you leave. Or just get down to our season of prayer, just through to about 20 past nine or so. Encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part. Do remember the Youth Council work, these matters that Richard has brought. Do please pray also for the calendar distribution next week, as the calendars will be distributed around the area. God will bless the printed page. Remember the Lord's Day services, the up-and-coming carol service as well, that folk will come in and give thanks to the Lord as well for the parents' night past and the many visitors that God did bring in, children and older folk. We thank the Lord for helping on that night. And do remember the sick as well in your prayers, the aged and the infirm. Mrs. Gibson still in hospital as well, and David Fleming down in Elton Galvin. And do remember our missionaries at home and abroad as well. So these are just some matters just to remember also in prayer. Maybe ask our brother Noel Foy to lead us off in prayer, Brother Noel, and then also our brother Jeffrey Scott, and then one after